Kim Mitchell this week?
No.
Welcome to episode, I've lost track of the number 14, I think,
of It's a Show.
I think so.
So we were intending to have our special guest, Kim Mitchell, in the second half to participate in What the Hell is This Song About and solve the conundrum that is Tom Sawyer by Rush. Ever since the furious text-a-thon from last week, I haven't heard back. I don't know what the deal is because we abandoned ship and then you had to get all corporate and say, no, I can't make Monday. I can't make Wednesday. And then I am the monkey in the middle.
You did.
And he thinks I'm a dick.
It was go time and I let you down.
It was go time with Kim freaking Mitchell. And now he's like ignoring the sitch. And I emailed him again. I said, so what's good for you this week? We can do Wednesday and Friday after 4 and before 7.
This is a big window of opportunity for him.
He hasn't replied.
He's
I Kim. The last time I heard from I Kim was sure Monday night.
What? Monday night? Who proposed this idea?
That was the initial one before. And then I said, oh, this is great. And then you said, no, kibosh Monday. So then I sent
him. So it's
back.
My fault.
Well,
monkey's on my back.
It's kind of on your back. Even less, Kim Mitchell. And it's the cardinal sin of a radio / podcaster. Never promote this shit unless it's in the can already. What were you thinking?
You know what was
good
funny?
God.
As I was listening to last week's It's a Show short, as we were about to go into the pre-recorded Kim Mitchell situation, I was like, oh, this would be great. We'll do our little quick thing here. We'll post that. Then we'll get the thing with the Kim Mitchell on the phone in the can, and then we'll have it for
this
week.
It's going to be awesome. Oh, I thought we were ahead of the game.
I know. Then just
it's never ahead of the game.
Kim Mitchell forgot. Well, there was a scheduling conflict somewhere down the line.
Scheduling conflict. He's a busy man, and he's working hard and stuff, and we got to we'll have to go back to Chris Sutherland, our first guest, on What the Hell is This Song About. Kim Mitchell's drummer, I may remind you, and put a little more pressure on him, because now it's awkward, though. Now it's awkward.
Did you hurt his feelings?
No, I didn't. No, it was nice. You can follow the text trail,
email
or whatever communication that it's on. I can never remember.
And I think that's where the problem was. You were talking to him at 5 different spots, and you had no idea where his number was.
Yeah, it just got out of control. But he admitted he screwed up because he had the ex-in-laws in town, right. So he had to blow us off.
It was his fault, really.
And, you know, really it was. So I take it back. I don't blame you as much. Now, here's the thing. Last night, I had a late night phone call. I was scheduled, because I get up at 3 in the morning, so I was scheduled to hit the old hay at 8:15.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm reading my book, and life's good. My new book is Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk.
Sponsor. Just kidding. Not please.
He's a multimillionaire, man. We should get him on. Maybe
I like the book title.
Yeah, it's hooked a really, in. Really hooked. And I just started reading. Like, I'm 2 pages in. I'm reading the acknowledgments or whatever, and like to thank my wife and family or whatever. And then it's my brother-in-law, Kirk.
Oh, you know, yes, yes.
To Kirk Clavin from Saskatchewan.
Former postal employee.
Former postal, yeah. And then he got injured on the line of duty, and he can no longer perform his sacred duties as a postal employee, Kirk Clavin. He said, do you know that Kirk listens to every freaking single syllable we have ever uttered on this show? He's our number one fan.
It would be nice to know about this so we can send him some stuff, some
I gotta
swag.
Get him, we got to get him a shirt, man. There's only 2 in existence. We got to get the third shirt for Kirky. Because he's like supporting, and he was playing it for his son, listening to these guys and whatever. And he knew Sway's.
Scooby Sway?
Scooby Sway's nickname problem challenge. And he was working him over the coals, which was great.
By the way, any suggestion, Kirk, would be amazing.
Yeah, so he doesn't like Sway now either, which you brought up.
Yeah.
Swayze.
Shame on you.
Swayze. What happened to that?
I'm fine with that.
No, you're not fine. You've been all having a crisis all
like
day
it.
Long.
You said you didn't like it.
Talk closer so we can hear your powerful voice.
Very sorry about that.
See, he doesn't have headphones, so he doesn't know how to work the thing. Anyway, like, seriously, why can't we just let it evolve? You just have no name. You'll be like a no-name product.
That'll be like our hashtag we want to initiate in the first episode that kind of never went anywhere.
And by the way, behind your back, he secretly despises hashtag hash browns.
Hate it.
And I love that thing.
I'm back.
Jesus. Every time I see it, it cracks me up. From this day forward, until we figure out something better from a situation in the situational comedy that is It's a Show, we're going to call you Generic.
Yeah, I think that's kind of
Jen Eric. Jen Eric.
My first name's Jennifer?
That's right.
Generation
X. Or
Generation
whatever you people are.
X-Rick. Generic. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to get to. First of all, sponsorship is of paramount importance. Importance.
Oh, I was supposed to do some further research about the Dollar Shave Club
for men.
Dollar Shave Club.
Where's my phone?
So it should be noted that Spark gave blood before today's broadcast. So how are you feeling, woozy?
I feel hot, but I think it's not just me. I think it's...
I'm not sure.
Does it make sense? Is it the room or is it actually me? Really? They did tell me I have high blood pressure.
Gold digger.
Work has been stressing me out.
Is that bad?
And this podcast.
No way. Seriously? You got high blood pressure?
Well, they're like, it's a little high. You should probably be aware of it. They're like, no need to alarm. But I was like, you know, I can see.
Is it from all the shake and bake? I see it's on your grocery list again.
Did you see my shake and bake?
Yeah, you rocked on the shake and bake. Oh, okay.
Just the stresses of life.
Yeah, stress will kill. I heard David. I heard David Nail today. David Nail's a country singer, a new country singer, and I interviewed him a while back, and I'm telling you, this guy is the goods. He's so funny.
I love that song.
Yeah, like he's got a couple of, the piano one that started it all, I forget what it was called, Let It Rain.
Yes,
look at me go.
Classic.
Look at that. And then the new one is good too. And so we interviewed the guy, and he seemed like, and he was making jokes about being depressed and being on medication throughout the whole thing, just like kind of a gag, because you know how we roll, it's always loose on the interviews. And then it came out today in the media that he really has suffered from depression lots, and he's dealing with it, and he's got medication and therapy. And he said, this line really stuck with me. He said he used to wake up feeling at an emotional deficit. He felt like he couldn't face the day. It was like at a -2 on the scale, and that's why he got help. And today was Pink Shirt Day. We're a Pink Shirt Day or whatever across the world. So we're talking about mental health issues and bullying and everything. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of people on the internet brought up the fact that if we're forcing everybody to wear a pink shirt day, otherwise they don't care about bullying. Isn't that a form of bullying?
There were some comments made at the office today. Yeah, if you think about that.
Yeah. I don't know. There is a valid point there.
People who argue semantics deserve to be bullied. You heard it here.
First.
Good point. So moving on. Okay, so before we get to, because you're doing research on Dollar Shave Club for men, so we can follow up that and make a phone call. And so I go to pick up whatever his name is, generic intern kid.
Scoops. Do we want to be a partner? Partner? Let's check this
out. I don't want to be partner. What does that mean?
Exactly. What does it mean?
A partner with Dollar Shave Club?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's be a partner.
Oh, they want me to email them.
Is there any phone number? Can we phone a 1-800 and mess around a little bit?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
So get this. You're going to love this, Spark. In the parking lot, I spy a Tim Hortons cup when I'm backing up, and I go, for our listeners, our stronghold in San Jose, California, and all over the Americas, we have a lot of things you don't have right now. We have gold medals.
I was going to say, yeah, way to stick it to them. Stick it to Jerry.
Sorry, boys and girls. But we also have Tim Hortons. Roll Up the Rim to Win is back. Now, this is a yearly promotion that Tim Hortons, the coffee chain, does. And underneath the rim of the cup, the paper cup, is a thing that says you win,
right,
or mostly you don't win. But it's like
please
a gambling.
Yeah,
please play again. So, and this year, they upped the ante, and they got roll-ups on both sides of the cup.
Celebrating the big 50th anniversary of Tim Hortons, and double the chances of winning or failure.
Some teenage moron leaves the cup empty in the parking lot without rolling.
That is offensive to money-hungry people like myself.
Yeah. Guess what? Out of the 100 I've purchased, 2 free coffees. Huh? Where's the bell? Ding dong.
That was weak.
It's on the carpet. Okay. See, a double-double, we call that.
Well played, sir. I've so far 1 out of 4, which would be 2 purchases. I've won once out of those 2 purchases, so I think I'm pretty good.
You're rocking.
Pretty good. So let's roll this sucker up.
Okay, do you want to keep the suspense going and do it at the end of the podcast? Because here's the prizes, all right? So this is exciting. This could be nothing. And I'm touching, I just grabbed
it
by the top.
And watch where the mouth DNA thing is.
I'm not rolling with the mouth. You can roll with the thumbs.
Also, let us point out that this person was drinking from the crevice, or is that a weird dent in the lid there?
No, it's the joint, the seam.
Who would drink from there?
Idiots.
What a rookie
mistake. These are coffee rookies. these teenage kids. You obviously, if you get the seam, you move the lid.
Clearly.
Otherwise, it's all over you and you got a constant battle.
You don't want to drink inseam.
I don't even know what that means. Okay. You know, I love the rules and regulations on all these contests. No purchase necessary. How does that work? How do you get the cup if you don't purchase?
How does that work?
We should try that. We should go through the drive-thru.
Can I have a cup, please?
And say, can I have a cup, please? Because it says no purchase.
Maybe we should walk in. You know, you don't want to mess with the drive-thru flow. People,
the drive-thru is serious business. That's for sure.
If you know what you're getting, go through the drive-thru. If you're unsure, then you should probably go in.
How about we roll one up now and one up at the end?
That's a good plan. I like the way you think. Millions of free coffee and food prizes, plus $5,000 Visa prepaid cards, $100 Tim cards, 40 Toyota Corollas, and the 50th. Oh, that's why, because it's the 50th anniversary.
That's why I missed that.
And that's why they're doing the bonus. I knew that before, but I forgot to say it. For a chance to win one of 10 Corollas on the other side.
So Toyota, obviously a huge sponsor in this.
How many provinces are there in Canada?
12 provinces and 3 territories.
Yeah, well, why would they do just 10? Because Quebec doesn't participate in anything, so you take them out.
That would
still
suck to live in Quebec.
Yeah. Their gas is 140 something today. Like, ours went to 115, but they're...
I talk about it. Yeah.
It's crazy, and they got... Everything's falling apart there, and it's... I don't know. That's a crazy place to live. All the radio guys make thousands upon thousands of dollars, but they need it because they're going to be bankrupt otherwise. Okay, so let's go. Who wants to roll this up? I need gloves.
Scooby Sway.
Yes,
the unknown
intern job.
Generation X.
All right,
fella.
Okay, are you gonna want to get? Do you want gloves? Do you have gloves?
I don't have gloves.
Okay, you're
this
going.
This is a low budget show.
You're going in here. I'll hold your mic.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so now don't roll up the blue side because that's the car. Roll up the other side.
Oh, this is.
Take it off and get it off.
It's dirty.
This. Oh, what? Okay, were they drinking hot chocolate or
it's hot chocolate because they're kids. Okay, so do it.
Kids.
No, here's what you do. Okay, squish it. Squish it in half and then use your thumbs.
There's a pro.
Squish it. Boom. Now roll.
Nice.
Get up there. There you go.
Wait. Hold on. That looks like it was already rolled up.
No, it hasn't been rolled. It looks like it was chewed. Oh, it was.
Shit. Oh.
That's gross. Please play again.
It's been rolled.
What'd you do?
Honestly, that looked like a perfectly good cup.
So we were duped. They were laughing at us. Oh, it was a trap.
Jeez Louise. God. You thought you were all sly.
Hooligans.
Damn high school kids.
Before we move
playing
on.
Pranks on the old people.
My dad was, he did a popover visit on the weekend, and he's from small town. They are finally building a Tim Hortons in Westlock, so that'll be up and running
crazy
before you know it. So we go to Tim Hortons on Saturday, and I get the coffee. He gets a hot chocolate. He loves their hot chocolate. I don't think he's ever played Roll Up the Rim because he was trying to roll it up, and he's like, why is this so hard? I was like, haven't you done this before?
Yeah.
He had no system, no method. I think that was his first time. He's 50 years old and first time Roll Up the Rim.
Well, you know, if they don't have it in their town, they never go anywhere.
It's not like he's in the middle of nowhere.
It pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest.
But that's funny right there.
That was gross. Now I feel
washed.
Soiled.
There's some nice peppermint soap in the bathroom.
Okay, I'm going for peppermint. You go first. Wash your hands. How many times have I told you?
Okay.
A lot has happened between the last podcast and this current one, including the wrap-up of the Olympics. I love the Olympics. I miss the Olympics. Do you miss them?
Yeah, I miss them a bit. And I only got really into it towards the tail end with the women's and men's hockey and the bobsleigh. I saw the tremendous wipeout.
Yeah.
That was life-threatening. They go on the side and their heads are basically... And that's why our Canadian athletes are so pumped up and big, because if they have a wipeout, their necks just keep them...
Oh, yeah. You could break
ice with those.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, those
ice
necks.
Wood. Sleigh bells. Remember the bet that we made way back when?
Yeah, Scooby Snacks or whatever his fucking name is
Snacks.
Over here reminded me that we had the Olympic bet. So we each placed, said our athlete would win the gold.
Yeah, yours was?
Melissa Hollingsworth.
Mine was the spring guy from the bobsleigh team. He didn't make it. Didn't get a medal, no.
You can't remember.
No, I can't.
So you lose two.
You got me.
So, if you can't even remember the athlete.
We've got the tape.
Oh, jeez.
Spark's not going for the tape.
We all lost.
All right, we all lost.
But we can still celebrate with a complimentary victory bottle from my wallet. It wasn't complimentary. I paid for it. Molson Canadian. It's not a sponsor yet.
Yeah,
not I did
yet.
Tweet them though.
Yeah, what they say?
I tweeted them from the It's a Show podcast Twitter, and I was like, the unofficial beer of It's a Show podcast. They just favorited it.
Didn't even retweet.
Right? They didn't even say thanks for the cheers or something. Or
I want to clip this piece out, and I want to. I just want to tell Molson Canadian that we are on the cusp of something huge here. Just like a long time ago, you were on the cusp of something huge with this new beer that you branded as Canadian. We are all Canadian. Mm-hmm. We are a product, and we need a little help too. I'm sure somebody was there to help you out, Molson Canadian. And I bought some of your beers too, the champagne beers. And yes, it was a good freaking idea. We all applaud that. But it was nowhere near the Coke commercial that came out today on YouTube. Did you see?
Did not see.
Oh, you got to check it out. We got to put it on the It's a Show thing. And it's inexplicable. And you can't even tell it's a commercial until the very, very end. And they just happen to be sipping on a Coke at the end. It's brilliant. So Molson Canadian, you're not done trying yet. And neither are we. Maybe we should partner up.
Although, if you do have one of those beer fridges with a passport, I will take one off your
I'll
hands.
I'll take it. Yeah. Coolest thing ever. Yeah,
right?
That was a good move.
It made it on.
That was cooler than the Coke commercial.
It made it on the big American talk shows, too. The late night talk shows. I forget who I saw. I think it was. No, it was Jay and Dan from Fox Sports 1.
Oh, Jay and Dan, formerly Canadians.
They did a bit
now
thing.
Now commie Americans.
Those bastards.
All right. The Alec Baldwin story also floating around the internet today. And have you heard about this?
Alec Baldwin, everyone talking about him today. Alec Baldwin announced he is stepping out of the media spotlight and leaving public life. Alec said, I'm doing on purpose what my brothers did by accident.
Yeah, so I read this article that Alec Baldwin wrote in Esquire magazine. And basically, he wants to leave the public life because he's been maligned so much by the press and the paparazzi. And, you know, he just explains through there and pretty eloquently. And, you know, he's a bit of a guy with an edge.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't think that should be a crime that you got testosterone when you're a male. And he calls him the way he sees him sometimes.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And sometimes these paparazzi were in his face so much and harassing his wife and child and stuff that he lashed out and he swore. And, you know,
he's only human.
Yeah, and a lot of us, when we have a snap show, we go bananas for 2 minutes and we go, that one probably wasn't a great thing to do, regrettably so. But anyway, he's going, I've had enough. This life is, and he wanted to run for U.S. politics.
Really?
That was his end goal. But now he's saying, no, you know what? I'm not going to do that. And the guy's got so much money. You guys got to look this article up because it was very well written, hugely long. It was like a small book. But I kept on scrolling. I read it before bed one night, 2 nights ago or whatever, and I'm going, holy man, this is amazing. But he said that 30 Rock was the greatest experience of his show business career.
Yeah.
And probably the MSNBC show that he had for 8 minutes before the racial slur,
which I don't even remember.
Yeah. Was the worst because
naturally,
you know, he had a podcast going.
Yeah.
And so this is a good lesson. He had a podcast and then they came offering the big carrot and said, yeah, we'll give you this show and all this exposure. And he's going, oh, okay. I'm going to be able to do the same kind of conversational show with interesting people that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they start dictating what celebrity guests he's got to have.
Of course.
Because you got to have Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Because everyone cares about those.
Yeah.
You're giving me a headache with the bell.
Go get me a beer, Edith.
Edith. Did you ever get into 30 Rock though?
Yeah, it's funny.
That show is so good.
Tracy Morgan cracks me up. Oh, you don't like Tracy Morgan? You're making a face.
I'm making a face. Tina Fey, though.
Tina Fey.
The writers for that show are amazing.
And she's the head writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donald Glover's there, too.
Donald Glover's on there.
He used to be.
He's Donald Glover. Spark, have you ever watched Community?
Troy Barnes.
I've never. No. I know I need to. It's on the list. The list is too long, but Community's on the list.
You know, why can't we get paid for watching and critiquing TV shows? Something we're good at.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, we need to do something like movie reviews or TV reviews because
that's where we're going to get our niche.
That's
why don't we start the niche? Oh, because we've been talking about this off the air. Okay.
It's dangerous territory.
No. So Rooster Teeth is our big goal model. They are the kingpins of podcasts.
Right.
Generic intern boy brought it to my attention. He's been watching and listening to this podcast for how long? A year? 2 years?
Depending on how old I am.
You're 14. You don't know how old you are? Almost 15. Almost 15. Okay, anyway. They started small.
Yeah.
Now they're huge. So how many subscribers, like how many people listen to this thing a week?
I don't know.
Millions.
6 million subscribers on YouTube, but probably more than.
So they got the YouTube, the TV show, companion show to the audio podcast, and they got merchandise, racks and racks that they sell all the time, and they have, what's the day called when everybody, all the listeners are supposed to wear their stuff?
Rooster Teeth Community Day, every 15th, the 15th of every month.
Which is coming up? Oh, that already passed.
Yeah. Rooster Teeth, yeah, he was.
Do you have a shirt?
Oh, he was rocking his shirt. Yeah.
Free Edgar, 2013.
Free Edgar, there's a cow stuck in a basement elevator or something.
That's genius.
It's genius. And then, but now, so our conversation, just to fill you in, off the air, we were talking about the fact that
a thing.
We're so general.
Yeah.
What the hell is this song about is kind of focused.
When it works.
When it works, when we have a guest. But this podcast is, and we originally, let's just say we launched this to get let off some steam and be creative and whatever. We're thinking if we want it to grow, we got to have a community like Rooster Teeth has the video game guys. And then it became more than that because they're so funny and entertaining.
Yeah.
It grew that audience. And we, despite what you may have heard today, have that potential.
You know what I really enjoy from the Rooster Teeth franchise?
Rooster Teeth.
Rooster Teeth franchise? The Rage Quit videos on YouTube.
The Rage what?
Rage Quit.
Michael Jones.
What's that mean? What does
Michael
mean?
Plays video games and he loses his mind. Like, loses his mind.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is hilarious. I love it. And it's like some of the video games he plays are the most ridiculous, stupidest.
And he can't solve it, so he loses his mind.
Yeah. Swears. Angry. Just rage.
I got to see this.
Gold.
Kirk Clavin last night, he's talking to me and he said his favorite part was when you melted down over the laptop. And that was like worldwide gold. More people deserve to hear that meltdown.
You can follow it and listen to it again on Stitcher and on iTunes.
Yeah, what episode was that meltdown?
Episode
11.
Insert here.
I think it was 11. It's fine. They can figure it out. Watch 9 through this one, and then or listen to 9 through this one, and then you'll be sure not to miss a thing.
Remind me to do the It's a Show shout outs later.
Okay. Now, also, Kirk Clavin mentioned last night on the phone, my brother in law, my beloved brother in law, he said, is this going to be a short or a long? And I go,
maybe it's a medium.
I said, that depends on Kim Mitchell. So now we know what it's going to be.
I am a wild party.
I think he left for a soda. Kim Mitchell went for a soda and never came back. Where did Daddy go?
You know,
he went for a soda.
You know, I pulled a U this week and I left my notes on a document on the desktop at the office today.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
I got all my notes. Look at this. This is a sheaf of notes.
All right, the tables have turned.
Dad in the big city.
Tables have turned.
First time we're rolling up the rim. Okay. I know we just talked about the Olympics a few moments ago, but can I just tell you how excited I was? The women's hockey game was so intense because Canada came from behind, won it in overtime. I was so excited. I was shaking. I was sweating.
We were watching together.
It was a moment.
So awesome.
I'm so glad I ditched work to come in.
Yeah,
to,
you know,
to
we
do that.
And the thing is, everybody in that place was just so
it
euphoric.
Was insane.
The only thing that disappointed me, that the whole table of teachers behind this, no, and they were all at like convention, right? And they're all getting hammed up, and they don't stand and sing the anthem with us. I was disappointed in that.
Yeah.
The anthem that gets me at hockey games
every
and whatever,
time. Yeah,
if you can't participate in the anthem, then you know what? Come on.
So the women's game was during a normal time, 10 a.m. our local time. Now the men's final. Let me tell you, Sunday morning. Puck drop, what, 5 a.m.?
5 a.m.
What did you guys do? Did you guys wake up early and huddle around?
I got up. I showered first, even, because I'm used to getting up.
You need to, right? Yeah.
So 4:40, I got up, showered, and had hooked it up on the internet or whatever, and then started waking people up. And I mixed some pretty thick rye and Cokes, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Well done.
Yeah, right off the top. No brekkie, nothing. Boom, right into the sauce. And then when they won... When the men won, then I cracked one of my Molson Canadian champagne bottles.
Beauty. Yeah. We're going to crack one of those open up soon. But I want to talk about this experience for our international friends. Hockey's kind of a big deal up here. When we made it to the gold medal final, it was Team Canada versus the Swedes. And Twitter the day before went on fire when the government relaxed the liquor laws because I guess you can't serve until, what, 10 a.m. or something like that?
Yeah, and they allowed all these bars on the weekend to open up. Early, and one of my friends did a video walking up to this establishment in town, 4 a.m., line up around the parking lot of revelers who wanted to get in.
I was in that line.
You were at the brew house.
We ditched to go somewhere else because we're like, we're not going to make it in here.
I thought you watched at home.
No.
Where'd you go?
I had to go out.
Where did you go?
When in my life will they ever do that again? Maybe eventually, but you know what I mean?
But you know what? You did the right thing because life is about experiences and seizing the opportunity. And so many did that. So many people did it, said, I'm going out with my friends and I'm going to party a bit.
I can't remember the last time this had happened. So my friends and I, we went from one bar because it was so packed to another one. We made the call about 4:15. Hey, you guys are open today. What's the situation outside? They're like, if you come now, you should be okay. The line has formed. We open at 4:30, but if you come now, you'll be fine. So we went to OJ's, Original Joe's. Great establishment. That place filled up in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's not a really a big place.
But you
either,
got a table.
We got a table. Barely, though. It was a good thing we did.
Decent TV view. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was loud. People were proud, and it was really sweet ordering a beer for 5 a.m. because that's when they could serve the alcohol. Oh, yeah. So,
and it sweet. I know
tasted
it's so weird.
Delicious too.
I'm telling you, the Molson Canadian Brew House, as we continue to plug Molson with no expectations whatsoever from the major corporation that they are. Dwayne Steele's brother-in-law is a Molson rep.
You know everyone who knows everyone.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here dry. Anyway, the brew house, you know, I just heard this commercial and you know what they're doing, and I love this, is that at your table, they've got the technology now where you can crank up your speaker for whatever channel you want to watch.
This is genius.
Yeah. So that
genius.
Because to me, hockey, part of the experiences of hockey are the commentators.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hear the voice because it brings it all together. Yeah. I love that. And then that's a cool move on their part, I think.
It was good. Sunday, whatever day it was so magical. It was awesome.
Okay, we got to do Kazakhstan, breakdown on Kazakhstan. So I had this on the email I sent you. It's on the email.
I got the email.
But you haven't opened it.
But I can fire up the laptop.
Let's pause, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so.
Yeah, let's pause.
Let's pause. Refreshments. We're putting this show on pause. Hang on. Not a wild party, but we definitely are drinking beer. Thank you, Molson Canadian, for this contribution.
Cheers to that. Gold medal celebration.
Thank you, Sparky. As the intern brought up, the Swedish coach was a little forlorn in the men's hockey final.
I guess. He was
He's a weird dude. He looks like he's some SNL sketch in progress.
He looked lost, just confused and everything.
Yeah, he didn't know what was happening. And
I kind of felt bad for them as I enjoyed the gold medal victory in my 80% furnished Sweden IKEA living room.
Yeah.
IKEA here, IKEA there.
Oh, see, I had the big idea. I confused Switzerland and Sweden. So I found a box of Swiss rolls and I go, we're going to eat the Swiss for breakfast. And I show the family big, ha, I'm big funny. And then, we're not playing. Switzerland, Sweden.
General area.
I liked your comments about ABBA on the It's the Show page, though.
Could you imagine if it went the other way?
We would have had to ban ABBA from the podcast.
There would have been no more ABBA.
And then there would have been no more It's the Show because they're our good luck charm. Mm-hmm. Responsible for a lot of spikes in our ratings.
You sent an interesting link to me earlier today called Which Country Had the Worst Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner?
Kazakhstan.
They had 52 athletes, and they won one bronze medal.
Hang on 1 second. Let's 3, 2, 1, and I'll do it together nicely. Kazakhstan. 3, 2, 1. Kazakhstan!
Ochtos Kazakhstanians.
Kazakhstanians.
52 athletes, one bronze medal, 0.5 weighted medals per 100 athletes.
You know, the least we can do for the Kazakhstanians is play their national anthem. Let's stand. All right, so there you go, a little sample of the Kazakhstan national anthem. I want to know where that came from. But
the high point of the whole Kazakhstanian nation, when men figure skating, Denis Ten took home the country's only medal.
Denis Ten.
Mm-hmm. That's a very...
It's a cool name.
Normal
Denny
name.
Ten.
But then there was this one. Dmitry Reinhard came fifth in the men's moguls. You know what I miss most is the Russian announcer. And the arenas and the medal ceremonies.
Yeah.
Very cartoony he was.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? What sport do you miss the most besides hockey?
Oh, you know, I really love the slope style. That happened right around opening ceremonies time. So it was like months ago, really.
Okay, what was the one where the skiers are jumping, like only about 4 or 5 feet off? And they keep on going.
Like, was that a group of them? Like
yeah,
a race?
Yeah.
That was like cross something. That
was
really
cool.
Like that too.
Yeah. I love that.
Because you get like 5 or 6 of them and then boom, one move, you can knock out the whole lot of them, right?
Same thing with the men's pursuit skating where they're all hanging onto each other. And it's like going, this is weird. Who thought of this sport?
I love the sports that are, you know, if you're the fastest, boom, you win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not this judge crap.
Yeah. No, because the skating's always a debacle. Like, and how about our guy, man? What's Patrick Chan? He just shit the bed or what?
I know.
Like,
my friend and I were like, CBC keeps building these certain people up, but I just see them fail and fail. Not that they failed. You know what I mean? They just didn't, I guess, perform to expectations.
Well,
a lot of pressure.
You know what I mean, you see that, and as a Canadian, you're disappointed, but no one is more disappointed than that person.
I know. Yeah.
Their coaches. Yeah. And everybody, because they wanted to have a good showing. That's why I was so proud of Melissa Hollingsworth, because she had some trouble.
Yeah.
But her final run was picture perfect, and she ended with her head held high. Awesome job.
To be at the Olympic Games, I mean, that is the best of the best.
How about the Moyes and the two women bobsleigh? Back-to-back gold. They got gold in Vancouver, gold in Sochi, and they're considering a three-peat in South Korea.
Do it up.
So, I mean, like, and they're good-looking girls, and they said that country music was a big part of their success.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Gold digger.
Maybe in 4 years, if we're still around, we'll be talking about this very same event. Maybe we'll be in a real studio.
That'd be amazing. I kind of like this studio, but onwards and upwards, if we must, sponsored by Molson Canadian, don't you know?
You just wait till I've got something coming in the mail in the next couple days weeks. Don't get too excited.
Is it cool?
I'm trial running some things. I found a link and have a free code, and the shipping was free. So stand by for that.
Okay, now that's very exciting. What are we going to do about our merchandise line? We have no cash.
That's why we need a sponsor.
We need a sponsor.
Because you could easily slap that logo on mugs, t-shirts, keychains, flashlights.
And sure, we have no one listening right now. We have like 18 people across the world, but... You know, you got to start somewhere. We have 61 strong likes on Facebook. We have 40 people following on Twitter.
We've got superfan Ken giving us comments and likes every now
and
then.
All the time. Kirk Clavin listens to every episode. Kirk Clavin in Saskatchewan is a man of influence. You know, he started spreading the word, grassroots swell. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, people are drinking Molson Canadian out of the blue.
I think we need to.
And he's a Great West guy. He only drinks Great West beer, and now he's going to have to switch because of us.
We need to do a few things. I think we need to establish our cast of characters, and I think we need to establish our features and have some good, solid features.
You think features is the way to go?
I think so, if they're fun and cool.
Okay. I think every week we should attempt a record with the Record Setter Book of World Records. Now, this is the alternate universe to Guinness. And these guys, I interviewed them a few years ago, the guys who started this. And if I'm not mistaken, the reason they started this alternate book is because they wanted to set a record. And then the paperwork was daunting for Guinness. And it was a bunch of bullshit.
Of course.
So they said, okay, we're starting our own thing. So they got a comprehensive website. And this is the Record Setter Book of World Records by founders Corey Henderson and Dan Rollman. And that's who I interviewed was Dan. So check this out. This is classic stuff. Most spam emails in an inbox. Record $96,899. $96,899 and recorded by Tamlin Rhodes, London, England, January 19th, 2011. And how about this? Most socks put on a left foot while listening to Beat It.
See, that's funny.
You do crazy stuff like that. It doesn't matter what you do. Most t-shirts put on in 30 seconds. 13. Alex Kirchner, Brisbane, Australia. He did that in January of 2010.
Oh, I could do that.
This is one we could do. It would be kind of, I don't want to do this actually. I'm too mad. Most t-shirts transferred between two people in 30 seconds. Take it on, take it off, you know?
Oh, maybe after a couple months at the gym factory there, you can
look at. Yeah, exactly. Once I got them shredded again. Yeah, I said again. Most neckties worn at once. Look at this dude. 97.
Jeez. He's rocking it.
Yeah. Most hats, 51 on your head. That'd be fun. I don't know where we'd get that many hats, but most giraffe tattoos on a shoulder. Somebody, that's a thing.
Giraffe,
somebody did that.
I thought you said draft. I was like, oh, that's
oh
easy.
Oh, my God. Look
I
at
saw
this
the
one.
Guts. Yeah.
Most quarters fit inside a belly button.
Oh. How many? How many?
30.
30 quarters?
30 quarters. That guy's got...
Oh, that's a big belly button.
He had an innie. It was definitely an innie. Holy moly.
That's a triple innie.
This is the most college students in an inflatable pool eating pizza with snow on the ground. 15.
Genius.
So all we got to do is come up with a funny record and we can go for a record every week. That'll get people listening.
Most something on a chairlift. And just keep going around and around.
Except for we don't have a chairlift handy.
Oh, we can get to one.
Okay. Most beers drank by podcast hosts.
I think you had the record.
We could go
for us.
Okay. So we got to think about this. So what do you think? Is this a solid feature idea?
That's a great feature.
Great.
Okay. All agreed. The Record Setter Book of World Records attempt on a weekly basis on It's a Show as a Go.
Done.
All right. Sound of the bell. It's official. Don't say anything about the bell.
I'm going to throw up.
You know, I was going to ask you guys, what do you think about the cosmetics girl that's the greeter when you go into the drugstore? Not a fan.
I feel like I'm pressured to A, small talk, B, sample something,
eye
or
contact,
C, all the above. Yeah.
Meet a fellow human being when I'm not in the mood.
Especially makeup. I'm a guy.
And the only time I'm going to Shoppers or any pharmacy is to get a prescription that I don't want to pay for in the first place, and I'm probably feeling sick, and then I go, hey, how's it going? How are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to buy makeup. I don't want any... Makeup's expensive.
I feel like they're ambushing you right out of the gate. They're just like the damn mall kiosk people.
Mall kiosk people gave us a lot of trouble this year at Christmas.
No, they're still there.
They're still
and
there?
They're still aggressive.
No way, man.
Oh, they're there.
Somebody's going to get smacked. This is a question I saw on the internet. Would you date a spray tanned guy?
I don't know. Would you?
Spray
tan? We should ask one of our female friends if they date a spray tan guy.
Would you date a spray tan girl?
No. I just think that's unnatural. It's
would
weird.
It would probably
it's
rub
paint.
Off on me.
Yeah.
That's
it's
no
paint.
Good.
Why are old cop cars always driven by sketchy criminals?
Or why are they even on the road to begin with?
Yeah. They're sold at an auction, I guess, after they've been bag driven, smashed up or whatever. But they're always, I always see the most sketchy people driving these freaking cars. And you first, because you do the double take, you go, is that a cop?
I know.
Am I in the school zone? What's going on? And then you look over and you go, okay, what the hell?
And as soon as you mentioned that to me like a week or so ago, they were popping up left, right, and center.
You can see them all over. Yeah.
I passed the school on my way home from work, and there is one that's parked along the side there.
Yeah.
I think it's a cop car, but it's not.
No.
I do speed sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we all do. And you know what? I finally got the speed zone figured out in our new area there in front of the school, because I would be thinking about something else, and I'd go, oh, there comes the school, so I better...
Slow down.
And then all of a sudden the light changes. So I'm sitting at the red light for a while. And then, you know, how much attention span I have. I take off and I look in my rearview mirror and no one's even close to me. And I'm going, what am I, Smoking the Bandit? And I'm going, oh, shit, I just went through the school zone.
The reference sticker about school zones and playground zones at what times and when and where. And that's
I don't
very
understand
handy.
It.
It's very handy.
See, on the little sticker thing, it's not big enough.
But
I need better, bigger sign, bigger times. And they do it military time. I don't know what the fuck.
Bigger signs,
what
better
Canadian time. I don't care about
you
what.
Not add
bigger signs, better times.
Did you hear Piers Morgan's show got canceled? Piers Morgan Live on CNN?
What took him so long?
Did you really? Ever? Yeah. Did you ever see that guy?
When he first came out, I watched him. No big thrill.
Here's Larry King's thoughts on the issue.
It was never my cup of tea. I like him personally very much. My objection to Piers was it was all about him. I never liked to use the word I in interviews. And Piers made it more about him and his involvement, so it took away from the guests. Let's just say I'd be open to listen because I love working, but I love what I'm doing.
So there you go. Jury's still out. Larry King might return to Larry King Live again, which won't be very
Larry King Live again.
Comes back from the dead. He's actually on the internet doing a talk show, which is awesome. Camera, interviewing the people. I still got the big stars. It's Orion or Oren or something.
And Craig Ferguson has him on his show quite often, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both funny together.
If you ever want to read good books and you don't like to read too harsh of books or whatever that take too long to get through.
That's right.
Larry King's books, he's written about five, and I've read three or four of them, and they're like Regis Philbin's books. They're awesome.
Boston, you're on the air.
That's when I was a kid. That's what it was when I was driving around going to my wife, picking her up, and... Boston, you're boring me. You're gone. And like, it just gets rid of him. Hangs up. And I'm going, this guy is
that's
amazing.
How he should be.
He's so rude, but awesome. 65% of us order the same thing whenever we go to a restaurant to eat.
Preach.
What do you get?
My usual standby is a Clubhouse.
It's like a guy I talked to earlier today. Same thing, Clubhouse. Me, for years, fish and chips. Boom. Halibut to chips, whatever. Now, soul health conscious, blah, blah, blah. There's fish in there somewhere, but you're going through a lot of batter.
Yeah.
A lot of beer batter to get there.
Local establishment just right around the corner. Great Reuben sandwich. Get it all the time.
Okay, explain the Reuben to me. What's in the Reuben?
It's rye bread, sauerkraut, that smoked meat, a little bit of mustard. It's delicious.
I got to hit me a Reuben.
It's so good.
Because I love the name. Reuben Kincaid was the manager of the Partridge Family. Best name ever. Dave Madden just passed away. Rest in peace, Dave. Canadian, mind you. Was born somewhere in the East in Canada. And what about Reuben?
Reuben Studdard?
What about Sandwich for your nickname? What about Sammy?
Sure, I'll be Sandwich.
Sandwich. I don't know. I can't get it.
Terrible.
What else we got here? Out of the
By the way, I usually have a burger when I go to a restaurant, if anyone cared.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask.
To be fair, burgers are very rarely screw-upable.
Yeah.
But they taste different wherever you go, though.
It's true.
Usually if there's fries on it.
Where the hell did you have that? Yeah, he has one called the, what is it?
Schwig.
The Twig Burger at Humpty's. Okay, fine Canadian franchise, really? Which could do well sponsoring us as well.
Dude.
And what was that one you had, that triple burger giant? Where were we when you had that thing? Albert's.
Albert's.
Albert's Family Restaurant. And he takes a burger that would, it's like the the ribs that tipped over Fred Flintstone's car in the cartoon. Mm-hmm. It was like enormous. I thought he was going to sprain his face.
This beer is delicious.
It is.
And because it gave blood today, that means I could get drunker quicker.
50% of men say they are unhappy with their bodies.
Mm.
The longer I hang out with you, the unhappier I am because you feed me all these drinks all the time. I never even had an alcohol beverage before of the alcohol nature for this podcast.
Your liver was pink and squeaky clean.
Strange food etiquette rules worldwide. While we're talking food, when in China, you should burp at the dinner table if you enjoyed the food. Otherwise, you're a dick. When in France, the bread is typically placed directly on the table rather than on a plate. Because why waste a plate?
Well, that makes sense. Opa!
And they probably just tear it apart. Here, here's your piece.
En français! they're angry French over there, are they not?
They're angry. They're always half loaded.
The
they drink so much
is so
wine.
Angry.
It's amazing. I want to live there.
I'm French.
I'm angry and I love wine.
You are
bread.
Maybe. Are you sure you're not French?
I'm French.
Should a little bit French. German. More German than French.
That explains a lot.
When in Italy, you should never ask for extra cheese on something unless it's offered. That's verboten.
Isn't Italy famous for cheese?
Yeah.
I would want as much cheese as possible.
I want to go to Italy too. When in Korea, drinks from elders should be accepted with both hands. Well, that's kind of interesting to know.
Huh.
And when in North Korea, don't accept the drink at all, or it's probably poisoned. Kim Jong-un Jr. When in Japan, finishing everything on your plate signals the meal was good and you are finished. When in Portugal, don't ask for salt and pepper if they're not on the table because it'll offend the chef because you're asking for spice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When in England, bananas should be eaten with a fork and knife. What is wrong with the English?
It's the queen thing.
Continue to amaze.
It's the queen thing.
I don't mean the band either.
We lost director, actor, writer Harold Ramis this week. And man, this guy dug into his past a little bit. Comic legend. He played Egon Spengler in the Ghostbusters movies. He also co-wrote all those movies, along with Animal House, Meatballs, Stripes, Caddyshack. He also directed National Lampoon's Vacation, and he wrote and directed Groundhog's Day, Analyze This and Analyze That with Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal. And more recently, he directed a couple of episodes of The Office, and he showed up as Seth Rogen's dad in Knocked Up. Bill Murray's comments were kind of weird and like really not pointed about his longtime friend, but Dan Aykroyd said on Facebook, "Deeply saddened to hear of the passing of my brilliant, gifted, funny friend, co-writer, performer, and teacher. May he now get the answers he was always seeking."
Actor, writer, and director Harold Ramis was responsible for some of the funniest movies made over the last four decades.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
It's not gonna be an orgy. It's a toga party.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's a long way to Wally World.
Or perhaps you don't want to see the second largest ball of twine on the face of the earth, which is only four short hours away.
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself, huh?
You've been exceeding the speed limit for thousands of miles.
Why?
Because we're the Griswolds.
Okay, I know you're anxious to jump right in and start speaking English.
It's Czechoslovakia. It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got this kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have a radical idea. The door swings both ways. We could reverse the particle flow through the gate.
How?
We'll cross the streams.
Excuse me, Egon. You said crossing the streams was bad.
Cross the streams.
There's definitely a very slim chance we'll survive.
Lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh?
He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think.
All hail Groundhog Supremacy.
It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry.
What a waste of time.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it.
Harold Ramis was a brilliant, shining example for every comedy writer hoping to achieve excellence in the field. He will be sorely missed.
It's something you want to give the audience. You want to, and I even want to tell your kids, you want to make paint a picture of the world as better than it really is, just so we can live with some hope.
Oh, that Gary Vaynerchuk I was talking about earlier, multimillionaire. So I read this thing on LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn?
I am. Spark? I don't get it, but I'm on there.
Yeah, it's basically, most people know what it is, but it's a business site for making business contacts.
Right,
it's a real professional profile, basically an expounded business card / resume. And you're fishing. You're always fishing for your next great gig on there. That's all we're on there for.
Yeah.
And but they on the homepage. I always forget to go on the homepage.
Yeah.
But on the homepage, they got all the sharing of this incredible knowledge. You can find out where your buddies got their next job, and also all of these influential influencers on LinkedIn are on there offering advice. So Gary writes, "As some of you may know, I grew up in the liquor business. Now I was fortunate enough to have it turn into the wine business. But it started off as liquor. When I was 16, there was a salesman from one of the companies who was always around. He was a real raunchy 80-something-year-old guy who was about as politically incorrect as you can get. One day, he made yet another statement that made me think, you disrespectful dope. But over the years, it kind of stuck, and I think it's worth sharing." And we've all hung out with old guys like that are just raunchy and classic.
Yep.
And, you know, he said, "And I need you to imagine this in an old man who drinks too much bourbon and smokes too many cigarettes voice."
So you got to do it. You can do the voice.
"Gary, you never know what you have until you sleep with it." Now, admittedly, he was trying to be douchey, but it was in the context of hiring an employee. And in the long run, it kind of changed the course of my career. I take a lot of pride in the fact that I have a really good EQ. And that's IQ's emotional counterpart is your EQ. How in touch you are, I guess. And that I'm a good judge of character. But the truth is, up until that point, I was crippled by the need to be perfect up front. Processing that statement removed the last parts of that thought process and led me to become the manager I am today. As a leader and a business owner, I'm the kind of coach who is all about making halftime adjustments. And that statement, though raunchy, was absolutely true. You can read a resume, look at a PI or do any number of things to prep yourself for what you're about to get into. But you just don't know what the reality of the situation is going to be until you're in it. Once you're into it and things maybe aren't exactly what you expected them to be, you have no choice to make a call and adjust. You'll never be able to force a different reality on the situation. So this offhanded, inappropriate comment really had a big effect on me and the way I manage. Yes, you should do your homework, but you don't really know what you've got until you sleep with it. Right? That's kind of a good analogy, right?
I'm going to sleep with this podcast.
That's what I'm going to do. It.
Please don't.
It's time for the It's a Show shout out. Get this tweet that I got that we got the other day. Woot woot! Can finally use my iPad at home. Now I don't need to download the It's a Show pod at school.
Nice.
Apparently, who's that dude? Super fan Miss Kate teaches in a small town school up where I used to live.
Miss Kate, in the day. Thank you so much.
Didn't know she listened.
Man, I checked that thing like 16 times a day. Did anybody message us on Facebook? Nothing. Nothing on Twitter, and I'm going, oh my God.
They're out there.
Sometimes the one, like the message light goes off.
Yeah.
But I go in there and I can't, for the life of me, I can't figure out where the hell it is.
There's nothing new.
It's hidden.
But they're out there and we appreciate you being out there. If you could just let us know.
Check in, for God's sake. We'd love to give you the shout out and take your suggestions on features for the show. And earlier, let's backtrack just a little bit. Earlier, you talked about us having a niche. Movies and television.
Uh-huh.
Passionate about it, always have been. Know a lot about movies and TV.
Yep.
Intern, what, generic scoob pants. He knows a lot about culture, television. Yeah.
And he can be
in touch with the younger.
He's our in with the young crowd.
Yeah.
Lego movie, is it in or out?
Oh, yeah, it's in. Yeah.
What about, still haven't seen The Hunger Games.
Closer to the mic.
Yeah, Hunger Games is good.
Get into
it. Second one's better than the first one.
Oh. Ouch. What about, and this might be a little out of your age range, what about Anchorman 2?
Terrible, hated it, awful.
Hold on.
Okay,
hold
I don't want to. Okay.
Okay. I trust your judgment, and it looked like a stinker. And any movie we all know that gets that much stinking promotion, you know there's problems. There is huge problems if they are spending the farm. And he's doing curling in Canada. And what the hell?
Random, yeah.
It was so random. Yeah. So, but he was on Fallon. He was on Fallon?
The other day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And
yeah.
You know what he... And I hear the clip and I'm waiting. You know Will Ferrell, how funny. He's always doing a bit. He's always in character. He's earnestly saying that they are releasing a revised edition of Anchorman.
I heard that.
With 753 new jokes and musical number that hasn't been edited. Jeez. And all the shit and stuff. Because they know it tanked. They lost all the money. And he wasn't doing a bit. He was serious. You can watch the game tape.
I don't like to talk ill of films, but it seems like they know that this was bad as well. And, you know, I'm not going to hurt anyone's feelings because they already know.
No, that's what I'm saying. They knew it was a stinker and they freaking tried to save it in promotion. No, you don't think it was bad?
I haven't seen it.
Well, don't.
And he loves good. He's got a good sense of humor.
I loved the first movie.
Have you seen Lego Movie?
Just wasn't. Yeah.
I'm debating whether I should go see it now or wait till it gets to the cheap theater.
I would go cheap theater. It's a Lego movie.
It was really funny, though. All-star cast and everything. It was really funny.
Voiceover. I always debate. I'm so behind on movies.
Don't be a blockhead.
Well played. The cheap theater. You know what I finally did? Finally. Everyone's talking about it on Netflix, House of Cards Season 2. Mm. Have you seen the first episode? People are asking me, have you seen the first episode of Season 2? No, I haven't.
But did you even watch season one?
I have. I love season one. Love the show. So here's what I do. I go and watch season two, episode one. 10 minutes in, they're dropping names of characters. I have no idea who is what, what's going on.
Because you got to rewatch.
I'm so confused.
Because it's so long since you've seen it.
Exactly. So I go back and I rewatch the last four episodes of the previous season. Turns out I completely missed one episode altogether. So there's a big piece of the pie now filled in. So last night I settle in and I watched season two, episode one. Mind blown.
It was awesome.
My mind was blown. Of course, people who are diehards, they're like, this is a week and a half ago. Where have you been?
So yesterday.
Last horse to cross the race line. I was like, oh my God. That's the problem, though.
See, then
you get around to it eventually.
We're talking about so many good things, like Suits. Suits. Oh, I fell off the wagon on Suits, and I don't know why.
Well, now it's back, right? After the Olympics?
It's back, but it's on the internet, which isn't the problem. We just got to look it up on Project Free TV.
No, because we don't pirate stuff.
Right.
No.
We're legals.
All right, legals. So we just got to find it somewhere legally on Apple TV and pay $19.99 an episode.
But you're right, there are so many great shows. The Amazing Race is back, and I love that show. It's the all-star cast.
See, I've never even watched one episode of that show ever. I
love that
and
show.
And Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod were on from Body Break, and I didn't even watch
it. Yeah, that's the Canadian version. The American version is back. Survivor starts this week. I'm sure Nashville is back soon.
If you watch Survivor, I'm going to think less of you.
I don't.
Okay, all right.
But there's just so
I
much.
I don't understand that.
So much. I am now into The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon because that guy's funny. I
posted, what about Seth Meyers? It's too much. I know.
I already have. Try to watch Letterman. Try to watch Ferguson more than I do Letterman.
Yeah, Ferguson.
It's too much.
Yeah, yeah. Fallon is a rock star and Kimmel's a rock star. I love Kimmel.
Yeah. It is really, there is so much TV. There are shows like Community that everyone's like, get on board with it, but I can't. There are shows like Modern Family that I have it on the list, but I'm working on Gossip Girl from like 6 years ago.
Really?
Oh my God, you said it out loud.
So good.
This is why we're failing at this podcast.
Yeah.
We're men and we're watching Gossip Girl.
New feature, the Gossip Girl recap.
Don't even write that
I hate
down.
Serena. She is so needy. And Dan Humphrey is such a player.
Man, I'll get behind almost anything except Gossip Girl.
And then Chuck Bass. God.
You know what? We'll do it. We'll go out and we'll do some, you know, record on the fly or do something while he's doing his Gossip Girl update. Here's the thing. I think we're on to something with the TV. Look at how passionate we are about the TV. We could potentially book TV people.
They're hungry for publicity.
Producers, like the internet is the game changer now, right? Everything's on the net. And you want to promote. This is the way.
And we'll dedicate the whole goddamn hour for you if you want.
We'll put in clips, whatever you give us. It's going to be awesome.
You can sell your hairline.
We're talking to ourselves, we realize. No one's listening. So
completely sell ourselves out.
That's right.
For money.
No, I think it's a good. So should it be called It's a Show About Shows?
Are we really going to change the name?
We're not changing the name. We're just changing the
focus.
The tagline, if you will.
I said the F word. Focus. That was funny. It's a Show. The show about shows. The show about your favorite shows.
We'll put it towards the focal group, fake group.
Well, we need a focus group. That's what he's trying to say.
Yes. Gave blood. Already drunk.
Gave blood and he's got high blood pressure, so we don't know what's going to happen next. And neither of us are particularly trained in the medical arts. I do have an ag diploma, though.
So if he needed, I don't know, like...
I need some grain.
If I had a bolus gun, I could do wonders.
Get some AI sleeves.
What a great episode.
Are we wrapped?
I think we're wrapped. Bitcoin.
Oh, we can't wrap before we talk about freaking Bitcoin. Okay, so.
You don't even know what Bitcoin is.
It's all, and I don't really give a shit.
Is it big in Europe?
It's all over the world.
All over the world.
So, but
where have I seen it then?
So basically what it is for playing video games or whatever. You're buying shit. What happened to your black screen? Just went death.
No, don't.
Something flashed and went down on there.
It's just going to sleep.
Okay.
The laptop is fine. It's the new one.
All right.
It better be.
Look, now I got him paranoid. So Bitcoin, I see it all over Canada AM for 2 days straight. Blah, blah. The sky is falling. Bitcoin is all over.
.com.
What the frick? So somebody actually, like you do this on your Xbox, right? You pay money off a game card that you
like
buy,
that.
And then you get credits to buy shit.
It's not like that, though.
What is it?
Real
it's
money?
It's a made-up currency.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear you because you're not talking into the microphone.
Learn from the master.
It's a made-up currency.
Okay, so it's like a Star Trek currency. Like, it's not even real.
It's some guy just made Bitcoin and sold them online. And they're
what, like, do you mean he made? So go back. What does that mean, made Bitcoin?
I'm not an expert on Bitcoin, but I'm pretty sure he just said, all right, well, there's this thing called Bitcoin. And,
get into it, yeah.
It's worth this much right now. Do you guys want to buy it?
Who's this guy? How can he say? What can I say? I say, okay.
Here's this podcast. Get into it.
This bell is now worth $600. And if you deposit my account, I will send you the Bitcoin bell.
Well, that's why Bitcoin fell apart.
What the
frick? Oh, so it doesn't exist anymore?
So it was morons. It was basically like seniors saying, grandma, I'm in prison in Mexico. Send me $6,000. Okay. I can't really hear you very good, but you are my grandson. What the fuck?
It was basically, you're basically making an investment in stock. Not that I know anything about that, but basically it's like, oh yeah, well, right now these things are worth $3, so I'll buy them right now.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody wants one all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, so the value goes up.
The value thing goes up, and then all of a sudden they're worth thousands of dollars, and you bought one for $3, and now you can sell it for thousands of dollars.
But then for what? So what do I get in exchange?
You get the Bitcoin, and then everything just tanked.
Yeah, because people go, oh, I thought about this for 8 seconds and realizes it's nothing. It's not a gold rock. Yeah. It's a piece of shit.
But then again, what is gold?
Gold. Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, gold has what a lot of people have that are still status quo. Gold is gold.
Gold is gold.
Gold is gold. You're not going to change that.
Give me money.
It's gold. Experience digger. Regina.
Well, that was a riveting conversation about
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yes, we've solved that problem. Now what's next?
I still have lots of questions, but apparently it doesn't really matter because it doesn't exist anymore.
Want to talk about bronies?
No.
Is this what the kids talk about these days? Bronies?
Bronies. It's a Netflix documentary about grown people who collect what? My Little Ponies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it sickens me. I did just get creeped out by looking at that title.
You
are
probably alienating half of your fan base right now.
I'm telling you, screw off, bronies. We don't need you. Oh. Get out. I'll tell you one thing that I did watch on Netflix on the documentary section. Mm-hmm. Is it was called what's that guy's name, or what was it called?
We're sorry, bronies.
What was that called, that documentary?
That guy that was in that thing.
That guy that was in that thing.
Is that actually what it's called?
And it's a documentary about the support actors that are in all the shows that we like.
That guy that's in that thing.
That's right. And it was really well done. And one of the guys in it was Timothy Olmanson.
It's so funny.
From Psych. And he was dropping F-bombs, and he was probably the best on that show. But it was very interesting about the up and down life these guys lead, because mm-hmm. they'll get a job mm-hmm. and then they won't get another job for 6-8 months.
Yeah.
And their families, and like they all alluded to the fact that it was not easy to live with these people, and it was a difficult existence. And if you saw some of these guys, you would go, I know that guy.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. We could probably interview any one of those dudes anytime we wanted and talk about, like, what were Law and Order, some of the shows, Psych.
Everyone was every on Star major, Trek.
Star Trek. Every one of those guys was dressed up in Star Trek. They were all like Klingons and aliens and all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to say this bit stick. It's a memory stick. Bit stick.
Does it have a Bitcoin on it?
In it.
The wheels are falling off, kids. Thus concludes another episode of It's a Show Without a Guest.
Make sure
is it a short? Is it a long? I think it's a medium.
It's a long one. It's a long one. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Share us on Twitter. We're Stitcher, the YouTube. We're not on YouTube yet. How are we on YouTube? We need to make a commercial.
We were going to do that.
There's a project for the intern.
Please spread the word, because we need to grow this thing.
Keep in touch.
Finger guns.
People everywhere. Sense of expectation hanging.